And he said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." And it's over. Because every single person in this chapel today is anxious about something. What kinds of anxieties does the Lord point us to? Well, he talks about clothes, he talks about food, he talks about drink. The usual things that confront us as human beings, the usual things that confront a community of believers who travel along together as the people of God, learning the faith in order to proclaim that faith to others. But we do so in difficult circumstances and increasingly trying times. It's quite a week here at the seminary. Last evening, we had Mr. Tim Gagline present to a group of folks from the seminary and the larger community, telling us about the collapse of the culture in which we live, particularly in terms of the family. Anybody who was not anxious in the midst of that speech had their fingers in their ears. We have with us today potential seminary students, folks who are thinking about attending the seminary. Many of them have expressed their anxieties to me already. Am I the right person to do this? Can I afford this? What should I do? We have our president's circle here today, and we are talking about matters such as the family, the collapse of the family, the challenges of evolutionary theory, and the general collapse of culture. Then we have the usual suspects, the faculty. There's always anxiety among the faculty. There's this and that has to be done, papers that must be graded, demands that outstrip the time that is available. Of course, that's also true of our students who are in the midst of their midterms and don't have enough time to get papers, studies, and family responsibilities all done. So many anxieties. Jesus points us again to things like clothes and food and drink. And they become more and more intense as he leads us through the needs. Clothes are important, but you can live without them, perhaps not terribly comfortably, but nevertheless, it can be done. I'm not suggesting you do. That's why we have a clothing co-op. Food is even more important. You can live for a certain amount of time without eating. Folks go on hunger strikes all the time and live for remarkably long periods. But in the end, you must eat. Drink, even more significant. Without drink, one quickly dies. The Lord knows our anxieties. So what are the anxieties that plague you this morning, that followed you into this chapel? I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. We're anxious about those things. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Lifespan, a small thing? If your health is at risk today, the words of the Lord do not seem to mirror your experience. Worries about this body and life consume us. And yet he says, consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. Ah, Lord, if it was only that simple, to not worry about these things. But they are every day, every minute of every day, they are there. And so the Lord reminds us, he will take care of us. We pray, Psalm 145, the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. We confess along with the Holy Christian Church that we believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and then explain that saying, I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my limbs, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. In addition thereto, clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife and children, fields, cattle, and all my goods, that he provides me richly and daily with all that I need to support this body and life, protects me from all danger, and guards me and preserves me from all evil. All this out of a pure, fatherly, divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me, for all which I owe it to him to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. This is most certainly true. So do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Seek his kingdom. So how are you doing on that point as well? Any spiritual anxiety today also? Take that good hard look inside, and you see what? Lord, I am an unworthy servant. So Jesus pivots right at this moment and says, fear not. Do not be anxious. Do not be worried. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he does, daily and richly, through Christ our Lord. For Christ is the one who has borne all your anxieties, has taken them into his person. Every worry, every anxiety, every troublesome thought that you have with you today, he has already carried. And he crucified it once and for all. And rising again, he gave you the promise of peace. Do not be anxious, for the Lord has borne those anxieties. Clothes, food, drink pale in comparison to the righteousness of Christ with which you have been clothed in holy baptism. That which is most needful has been purchased and won by his suffering and death. And in the waters of baptism where you were washed clean, now a white robe of his righteousness surrounds you, not to be snatched away. He feeds you richly and daily with his word. He gives you all you need for this body and eternal life by his grace. And he gives you his body and his blood to eat and to drink. Thereby you have a foretaste of the everlasting feast which he has already prepared for you. Do not be anxious. Rather, be at peace, for your Lord has won salvation for you. Your Gideon has arisen. and salvation is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.